You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today we do a special episode where Benjamin and myself talk about the upcoming PSI conference and what you can expect from it. So stay tuned and listen to this episode about this really awesome conference. So why are we raving about this conference? Well, not just because this podcast is sponsored by PSI, which is a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry or for the benefit of patients, like I'm repeating it all the different intros here. It is the best conference ever that I have attended as a statistician. And lots of the content will also be recorded on the video on demand content library. And this is free to all members of PSI. So if you want to become a member, then that is only £20 for non-high income countries and £95 for high income countries. By the way, if you attend the conference, the membership fee is actually included. So then you are a member for the rest of the year. So head over to psiweb.org to learn about the conference and all the different PSI activities. There's really a lot to find out about. And hope we'll see you in Gothenburg. Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. This time it's again Benjamin and myself. How are you doing?
Oh, very well. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it's been a while. So how are you?
Very, very good. And today we are talking about my favorite conference, my most favorite conference, for sure.
The highlight of the year.
Yeah. And this time in 2022, it's again in real person in Gothenburg, the PSI conference. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all the different folks again face to face. So that will be really, really nice.
The last years, it was like online, right? Last 2 years?
The last years were online. Yeah, I think the last one face to face was 2019. So
2019?
Yeah.
In London?
I think it was in London. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this time, Gothenburg, Sweden.
It's an amazing city. Well, let's start with the city. It's a beautiful countryside all around. So if you have time to extend or whatever, use it. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Okay, but now let's get to the conference.
Yeah, in terms of that, get to the conference on Sunday already. Of course, there's the two pre-conference courses. One is about estimate aligned statistical analysis, and the other one is about simulation of complex trial designs. So these are two nice things that happen on the Sunday afternoon on the 12th. But there's also the evening reception, which starts at 6 o'clock. I'd very, very highly recommend going there. It's a first networking opportunity where you will be able to talk with lots of colleagues about all kinds of different things. And if you're a little bit longer with the PSI community, it's a little bit like class meetings, so to say. You meet a lot of old friends and talk about all kinds of different things.
Family reunion. Yeah, and the venue, I think it's quite fancy, right? So it's kind of a hotel, a nice fancy hotel where the conference is. So the evening reception will be there as well.
Yeah. It's a really nice fancy hotel.
The Gothia Towers.
Yeah, the Gothia Towers. I think, you know, the networking events are really great to meet people, to talk to people. It's really an opportunity for building your network. Yeah. So you can learn about new people. Maybe you will see your next team member or your next supervisor or whoever. Yeah. And so that is really, really important to not only reach out to people that you already know, but also get introduced to new people.
Yeah. And the good thing is, I mean, if I recall like the meetings that I had, you know, that I attended last time in person, you know, you went around and you took the signs, the name tags,
yeah,
and you realize, oh, it's you. But this time it's probably even easier because you will since people have been using video camera over the last 2 years, and at least in my environment, like, and for almost every occasion, you probably even know them by face, so you don't have to stare at their name tags, but you really get to know them and see and realize, oh, that's the one I worked here with, that's a client, that's a, you know, or whatever. So that will be really fun.
Yeah, yeah. So bring your contact cards and update your LinkedIn profile so that everything is ready to move forward. So the conference itself starts on the Monday morning, and there's one thing that is not on the agenda. There's usually a Monday morning run through the city with lots of different people. Another opportunity. I'm pretty sure Paul Tellerell will organize it again. So,
hey, Paul, that's a bit of pressure on you now.
Yeah, so it's another opportunity. Yeah, if you love to run, it's not, yeah, it's a little bit sporty. It's usually kind of 5K or something like this. But people are chatting all the time. So it's really more for networking and a little bit of exercise. It's not like you need to be the top runner to be there. It's everybody can join.
I always skip that. It was too early for me.
Yep, because the conference itself starts at 9:30. So a really, really nice time with the keynote. There's your opening remarks, of course, probably by David Lawrence, who is the chair of this year's conference and is the member of the scientific committee for very, very, very long time. So it's great to have him as the chair of this conference. And I'm pretty sure he and or Chrissy, the PSI chair, will open the conference. And then we'll have a talk about COVID-19. Well, I guess we can't have a conference without mentioning that at the moment. Jonas Hagström will talk about evaluating therapeutic to reduce the effects of COVID-19. So not about vaccination, but about therapy. So that will be surely an interesting kickoff for the following 3 days. There.
Alexander, just from like in general. So what is the overall topic for this conference then? So where is this? Is there like a red line or whatever, a green line?
I don't think there's a red line, but there's one theme that I see. We have a lot of special interest group involvement.
Okay. So,
yeah. So if you scroll through the agenda, which by the way, you can find on psiweb.org, of course, you will see lots of the sessions are organized by special interest groups around all these different things. So make sure if you want to contribute, yeah, get in one of these special interest groups. They are great for networking, for learning, for contributing. And it's really easy then also to get a slot at this conference to present, because presenting at the BSI conference is pretty competitive.
Yeah. So that's one interesting thing about the conference itself is that they usually don't extend the time to submit abstracts.
Yeah. There's always...
Because they're already full far in advance with it.
Yeah. Usually acceptance rate is like 30 to 40%. So, yeah, you need to be really, really good and on target. There's on Monday morning, there's one session that I really look forward to. That is the session of the launch and life cycle special interest group, which I founded last year together with Jenny Davenport and some others. So come there, we'll speak about not only what the SIG does, but also about how you can become really, really impactful in this space of medical affairs and so on. So that will be a really, really nice thing. We'll have case studies, we'll have, you know, all kind of different things, and we'll create it in a, such a way that's really engaging. Yeah, so I think that will be another thing. By the way, there's three other competing sessions. So, which are also interesting. Yes, yeah, there's of course the Estimans session, another topic that you probably can't avoid. There is something about machine learning, which is organized by the Danish society. And there's also something about decision-making. So I'd guess when I see decision-making, it's usually about estimating probability of technical success, these type of things. Yeah. So how can you create your overall pipeline, or how can you create, you know, your studies in such a way that you get the best evidence in the fastest time or for the lowest numbers of patients or whatsoever?
We don't have much of like insight at the moment. Like when we recorded this, we don't have the details of each of the sessions, right?
Yeah.
So that's why it's worth really just going through the, you know, on the webpage and searching it again and in a couple of weeks probably prior to arriving anyway.
Yeah. Then there's further parts. It's about historical data. The SICK has actually two sessions on the Monday afternoon, but shows it's a really, really important topic. You know, combining real-world evidence with clinical trials, especially for rare diseases and these kind of things, it's a topic that has more and more interest. And also here on the podcast, we have discussed about this. So I think that will be really, really interesting. I'd probably go to these as well. Also, there's a couple of other interesting things as well, like the practical and theoretical aspects for assessing treatment effect heterogeneity. Yeah, it's a topic that I always find super interesting. Benefit risk is surely a interesting one as well. Yeah, that's one of the things I find so hard about the conference. There's so many competing talks that you always need to choose.
Yeah, but is it being recorded so that you can basically go through this at some other point, maybe listen to it or watch a video or whatever is
recorded? Yeah, all presenters get asked whether they agree to recording.
Okay.
So therefore, I guess most of the things will be recorded. So if you are a PSI member, you'll get access to these at some point, I guess.
Yeah, so make sure you go to the sessions that are not just for the rarity of it.
There are some sessions that will be pretty interactive, which we'll get to in a minute. One session, and now, you know, the Monday evening will be really cool because there we have the 1 minute poster reviews at 5 o'clock. That's awesome. Is always fun. Yeah. How people pitch their poster for 60 seconds is amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah. I had this once and it was amazing how people, I mean, there's differences of the type of the quality and the type of the way that people do this, but they have been such a, you know, awesome 1 minute presentation. It's not going to get boring at all because 1 minute is, it's so much, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's a teaser for your brain as well. So if you're talking
about, yeah, I'll do also one of these pictures.
Nice.
About a poster.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's about data visualization and how you can improve your data visualization using Gestalt principles. And we'll show a couple of different examples. Pretty nice poster. It's already, of course, done. And yeah. It, most of this credit really goes to Sarah and you, two colleagues who invested most of the time into it. I was mostly, you know, providing ideas and recommendations. But
are you doing the presentation?
I'm doing the presentation because both of them can't be at the conference. Right. And then another big networking event in the evening. The social events are always highlights, and I'm pretty sure the scientific committee will come up with something really fancy for Gothenburg.
Oh, by the way, I'm just when you look at the social events site on the PSI conference page, it already tells Monday, 13 June, morning run. So it is already planned.
Ah, it's already planned. So, yeah.
And yeah, and the evening, it's also given some, yeah. But you have to, for the social events, you have to probably make sure you are registered when you register for the conference. So you have to add this separately.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So, yes, a social event usually is also sponsored by some company. And yeah, Cytel has been sponsoring lots of seasons in the past.
Yeah, they're again sponsoring in this year's conference. Me. I'm unfortunately not able to join, but I know that there's quite an interest in my colleagues to come over.
Yeah. By the way, lots of companies have their booths somewhere. Yeah. So Veramet will be there. I'm pretty sure Cytel will be there. I'm pretty sure lots of other CROs will be there. Usually there's some kind of stand for these. It's great to kind of check in, see what they do, talk to people. Sometimes they also have, you know, some kind of games or something like this where you can engage. Another opportunity for networking and potentially.
Yeah, that, by the way, the PSI conference in London, you know, was the Cytel stand was my first contact with Cytel. I mean, just before, like 2 years before I joined, basically. So it was very, very funny. And still the colleagues that I remember, Ursula, still, I met her just last week. So it's basically, she's still there and was really good. So it's really like, there's like, I'm a real life example of how positive and how good the networking and the opportunities in these stands and the connections there are actually helping.
Tuesday morning, we kick off with Thomas Yaki about master protocols. Surely an interesting topic, I guess, especially in oncology. Yeah. So that will be quite cool. And then we have some sessions about COVID estimates, Bayesian dynamic borrowing. So again, something that is about, you know, probably using historical data. And we have the real world data special interest group, which I will attend because I'll be speaking there. So head over there. That will be also really, really interesting. This SIG is also pretty new. It was started by Annie Starry last year from GSK. And there will be really interesting discussions there as well. So if you want to meet me, for example, I'll be in this space for sure.
So, yeah, it's really like a competitive session, like setting in general. Do you know how close the rooms are from each other?
So it's all in the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's three towers, the hotel. I mean, the Gothic towers are three.
I don't know.
So that's why
I think they have they have something like a conference center, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, like a floor or something where they have
both. So you can probably even kind of switch between. Sessions.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because sometimes once the agenda like is with all the details is out, it might make sense to even go from one side to the other after 20 minutes.
After lunch is the annual meeting of the PSI. I would go there for sure, because it's the first time again that it's face to face. You may think like, well, that's a boring stuff, but usually they also do some question and answers as well. So I think it's helpful to contribute to the community here. After lunch, there is one session that I can highly recommend, which is done by Claire Britton and Chet. Chet is from Chet Ministry from Veramet. They will do something about professional development workshop, building a fantasy stats team, taking into account unconscious biases. So I've seen what they're preparing there, and it's really, really cool. So make sure you attend this one. It will be surely kind of a nice break from all the other presentations and panel discussions. That will be much more interactive. And
yeah, that's what I was thinking. It must be like really, you know, it's not for visitors. It's for somebody taking part.
Yeah. So this is the session there where kind of recording doesn't make a lot of sense. So that will be for sure interesting. It of course also competes with external data, adaptive design, and oncology estimates. So again, a strong competitive scape, landscape, but I'll surely go there. Then before the evening reception, there's also another workshop about estimates, and there's further things about, you know, synthetic data, platform trials, and the AIM-SIG. If you didn't know what the AIM-SIG is, I'd encourage you to just scroll back in this podcast player to the discussion with Lynn Taylor about the AIM-SIG. It's a special interest group that works a lot on improving our analytics space and really the kind of, you know, hands-on programming area, and has provided lots of impact on R and the growing use of R overall in our industry. So that's for sure an interesting one as well. And then there's some free time before the drinks, before the gala dinner start. The gala dinner is an absolute must go to. Don't skip it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. So that is so nice. I mean, don't be irritated by gala dinner. I mean, everyone's nicely dressing up, but it's still awesome. So I hope people are actually having fun usually until they kick us out.
Yeah, for sure. It's will be also lots of dancing, great food usually, and really a nice area to sit together at tables with others and enjoy nice discussions. There's some talks as well, but they are usually quite entertaining and not, yeah, you know, the dry, long kind of scientific ones. So don't miss out on that. No, for sure not. Even if it costs a little bit extra, don't miss out on that.
Yeah, that is actually the social highlight of the of the conference.
Yeah.
If not the overall highlight, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah. That's, you know, and it's so good that that's also a reason why next morning starts a little bit later. So the first sessions only start at 9:45. So gives you, you know, an impression of people have learned that studying early after the gala dinner is not a good idea.
Yeah, the poor presenters for the first sessions.
Yeah. So there's two slots in the Wednesday morning, one at 9:45 and the other one starts then at, so the first is only 1 hour slot, and then there's another 90 minute slot at 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, there is the visualization special interest group. That is a really, really nice one where we will talk across all kind of different things. I'm moderating the session, and there will be lots of presentations about data visualization. And so that one, I also highly recommend coming. We have also Zach Skrivenek from the US over, who's an absolute data visualization guru. He has been one of the first guests on the show. So if you scroll back very, very very, very much down in your podcast player, you will find an episode with him said, you know, a graphic is counts more than 1,000 tables or something like this. Is, I think that's the title. Yeah.
And Zach also, didn't he present also in London?
Zach has presented at a couple of different previous conferences.
Yeah.
So the there were actually, before we even started the visualization special interest group, there have been a couple of visualization sessions. And that was actually interesting. We had these kind of regular attendees of these sessions and regular presenters, and they were forming kind of the, yeah, the inner circle based on which the special interest group started. Yeah. So we had every year we had, you know, similar people showing up. And so, yeah, that's maybe also why the visualization special interest group is really successful. Yeah, with the wonderful Wednesday webinar that runs each month, yeah, now for more than 2 years. And so that's, yeah, that has produced lots of great things.
Yeah, and also for the, just from what I remember, is, I mean, we're talking about visualization, but actually the presentation I remember from Zach last time was like a eye catcher for visualization for some reason. So it was now, it was really amazing how this was presented and how this was shown.
Yeah.
So that's really worth going there if Zach is presenting again. So this must be awesome.
Yeah. The Wednesday afternoon always closes out with the same thing, and that is the regulatory town hall. The regulatory town hall is basically a panel Q&A. Yeah, where everybody throughout the conference can submit questions to the regulatory representatives that will sit on the panel. It used to be only, you know, regulatory in the more kind of strict sense, but since a couple of years, there's always representatives from HTA authorities. So it's also, you know, a little bit of a broader concept, not just EMA and FDA. So that's a great opportunity to get your questions answered from regulatory experts.
Mm-hmm. And overall, it ends at 3. So that's the time where you then go back to the hotel and enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the next days in Gothenburg.
Yeah, yeah.
So if possible, but usually people are heading home again in the afternoon.
So head over to psiweb.org. Unfortunately, the early bird time frame has passed already. That really moves. There's a lot of uptake. There will be a lot of people across the industry. And it's, you know, as we discussed, there's so many sessions. It's very different to lots of other conferences where you can, you know, you're not sure which session to go to because, you know, they're all not really interesting. Here it's the other way around. You really have a hard time choosing which one you go to. So, see you in Gothenburg.
Enjoy the time there.
And enjoy your time until then. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and to Casey who help with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.